And good evening again, saints. And tonight is study number 17 in Fruit of the Spirit. Surprise! We're going through the Spirit. But this, even though it's study number 17, it's pretty much study number 16, part 2. But it's 17. The way you look at it, because it's a continuation of the fruit of the light as represented from Old Testament in 16 in my fruit of the light 16 and the New Testament tonight in fruit of the light 17. So in Ephesians 5, 8 to 10, where we get the fruit of the light, it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord." My studies in the fruit of the Spirit are studies to help me, as a student of His Word, to understand what His intent with our walk. No, His intent with our walk, because throughout Scripture, there's direction of following His commandments in early scriptures, which was law, punishable, and possible death. But it would, if you walked in the law, you were counted as righteous. Then after Jesus comes on the scene, the Savior, which was prophesied from Old Testament scripture, gives living examples as to how scripture brings forth change, how God works with mankind differently with those in His Word, and Jesus came to fulfill the law and ushering in grace. And from that point, Jesus taught to love thy neighbor as thyself. Now Paul has a directive to the ecclesia, which was directed to walk in the Spirit, and that Spirit being the Holy Spirit. Then in Ephesians, Paul directs the saints to walk in the light, which is Christ. My last study focused on Old Testament scriptures where Christ was prophesied and how light was used in the delivery as being a light to the Gentile or to the nations or the everlasting light. In Isaiah 42:6, it stated, "I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations." So that was a glory associated with that. The prophecy of the coming Savior, Jesus, to Isaiah 49:1-6, stated in number six, verse 6, and he said, "And it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." The reference here is to see the light or the glory, the testimony of righteousness through faith being given salvation by the Lord. In Isaiah 60:20, it says, "Thy sun shall go down no more, neither shall thy moon withdraw thyself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended." Again here, the light is representative of the glory of His salvation. When we get into the New Testament, in Acts 26, Paul gives his account of the road to Damascus to Agrippa, and after telling his upbringing and his credentials of being taught a Pharisee, giving the accusations against him as preaching Christ raised from the dead, and now how he had persecuted the saints before his conversion. And he gives another account here in 26:14-18. And when we were all fallen to the earth, that is him and those around him, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand up thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. This is the light of understanding. And from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, sanctification of the faith that is in Christ. Then goes on to tell what he went to do, went to Israel first, and they rejected his message. So he went to Israel first, and then he went to the Gentiles. Light is being used to see out of the darkness. Gentiles fulfilling the Old Testament. This is to the Gentiles fulfilling the Old Testament scriptures. Paul is given instruction from Christ to open the Jews' eyes and to see their forgiveness by the faith of Christ. This light in reference is being able to see with understanding. When looking at the light of the Lord, we can see in the illumination that's shown around about the shepherds by the angel, which gave them the acknowledgement of the birth of the Savior. This illumination is brightness and possibly understanding, which is in Luke, when the angel appeared to the shepherds, in Luke 2:9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. This light is not mentioned here. The word light is not mentioned, but the illumination, the boldness, the brightness of the light. And the shone is perilimpo, to illuminate all around, to invest with a halo, shine round about. When looking at light in relation to glory, which is the glory of the Lord, it's used 36 times throughout Scripture. And each time light or smoke or fire, hope of salvation in Psalms, which is the glory of the Lord, in Isaiah, the glory of the Lord being a reward, the rainbow described in Ezekiel is the likeness of the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord moved from and stood over cherubims and throughout Ezekiel. And in Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All these are prophetic. Now, getting back and continuing on with the light of Christ, in John 12:35-36, and Jesus says unto them, he's talking about how he's representing himself as the light. Yet a little while the light is with you, walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that is in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Here the light is Christ himself telling his disciples of his light and being children of light, followers in full faith of the light, of Christ and his testimony. Christ also in John chapter 8, 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Not merely see, but possess the life. It involves resurrection, life, and eternal life, which is the gift of God. In John 1, 4 and 5, we can pretty much do this one verbatim. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light of men is all that in men which is true light, knowledge, integrity, intelligent, willing subjection to God, love to and of God, and to their fellow creatures. It's wisdom, purity, holy joy, rational happiness. All this is the light of men. Light here is the purity that mankind has by following God's Son, or as Cecil would say, God's GPS, God's perfect Son. In Romans 13, Paul again uses Christ-like as an example to those in Rome, in 13:10 through 14. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law, and that knowing that the time that now is, high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust. Notice the darkness was all the drunkenness and chambering, but yet the light is Christ. Putting on Christ as your armor. In Ephesians 5, 8 through 10, which is pretty much my study for the past 17 studies. For you are sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The darkness is confusion. Didn't know which direction to go. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The children is the innocence, the sincerity that a child has. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Paul plainly expresses here the fruit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Just as a child that hasn't been taught the sinful nature that has the innocence, as in verses 5, chapter 5, 1 and 2, where Paul says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And then all that is to prove, being proven what is acceptable unto the Lord. In Colossians, light isn't used as per for verbatim, but Paul giving an example of how the saint is to put on. And I'm going out on a limb here and say the light of Christ, because here in Colossians, Paul is proclaiming the mysterion truth of Christ in you, which is the light. We can't ignore that. In Colossians 3:12 through 17, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. This is pretty much our armor. Our armor is putting on all this, the light of Christ, all the goodness, all the virtues that Christ embodies and Paul embodied in his messages. My second study on having the character of light that Paul indoctrinates us to be examples of is our daily activity that we do hour after hour is the example that we show those around us, our attitude, our examples of the light that is inside of us, our way of dealing with others in all situations is an example of that light. The way we worship, God we worship, are examples of the light inside of us. In Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The fruit, finished product of the fruit of the light is encompassed with all the loving virtues that are expressed by Christ and Paul. Fruit of the light expresses the light that is in Christ. Christ is that light, that beacon, that ever in our heart desires to be pleasing to Him. We as members, one another, should be a guide or a light, which is an example with express glory of His finished work, to each other and those that see us on daily basis. It is my earnest desire that we all have the mindset of having Christ on our heart and prayer on our minds continually. That's my study for tonight, but I'm going to read Psalms 91 to finish up for today, as far as it's not associated with the study per se. But I just want to read Psalms 91 in reference to just the world in general as to how we see the Lord God. I can get my computer up here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of Jehovah, my refuge and my fortress, my God, I will confide in Him. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare. I know, I got it on Darby. Surely He will... Be thy shield. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Now that fowler is the snarer. So he's delivering him from the snare of the snarer. And from the noisome pestilence, which is the destructive pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon thee. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that will do my study for tonight. And I thank you guys for giving me the time. And I pray that you all were ratified. I love you guys, and if I can figure out how to cut this mic off, I think I just touched this button. I love you guys.